This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. I don't know why I'm talking like this suddenly.
Celebrating Halloween early?
I don't know. Perhaps we shall never know the answer. Perhaps I will continue to... No, I won't continue. I can't do that for a full show. Are you kidding me?
I don't know, man. I used to spend all day in a thick Scottish accent.
A Scottish accent, you
a
say?
Scottish accent.
Like Sean Connery?
That's a Sean Connery
commander
accent.
Commander of a Russian a very specific submarine with a Scottish accent.
It's a very specific accent.
That's specific, it is.
It's a specific one.
That's right, Alex.
I will never forget how in Highlander he was the guy who wasn't from Scotland. I'm from Spain, can't you tell?
I used to work in a call center, and we would have, like, theme days, right? Try and answer the phone in a British accent. Or my favorite one was talk like James Hetfield Day from Metallica. So like,
hey, yeah, yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling. How can we help you? Right? You know, that kind of thing. And we had everybody in the whole call say, like, you know, 100 people or something, right? Participating in this. And you could hear it. When you weren't on a call, you could hear other people do it, and you just couldn't help but laugh. And so, like, not everybody's good at that kind of thing. You know, there's varying degrees. And some people were like, oh, my gosh, that guy's spot on, right? And other people were like, okay, dude, that is not even close.
So sort of the karaoke effect, then.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you see, yes, talent is unequally distributed.
And the type of call center and the, you know, sort of the time that it was when I worked there, we're talking, you know, 20-ish years ago. Like, perhaps people were varying degrees of drunk, just like karaoke.
Mm.
So, anyway, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer.
We do take calls, and so let's do that. Let's start with Joy in Washington. Joy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. And I don't really understand what you guys are all about. So,
freedom. In one word, we are all about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that makes us sound extreme.
So is that part of democracy, or does freedom, does democracy come up in your beliefs or philosophy, or?
Well, it kind of depends on what you mean by democracy. So if by democracy you mean that the power rests in the people and that it is distributed, then yes, it's good. If by democracy you mean that we vote and whoever we vote for gets to initiate force against us, we're very against that.
Okay. You know, I believe in the voting. I'm 66. So I'm getting less and less naive, but I'm still somewhat idealistic. But I think that right now there's so many forces threatening our democracy, and I think it could be wonderful. But anyway, I won't go into that. But I just, yeah. So anyway, I was just going to say that the church that I belong to in Spokane, we are partnering with a group that is providing housing and resources to Ukrainian refugees.
Okay.
And so we also, the church had a fire, and so we're now sharing space with another church, but our plan is to hopefully rebuild on the property with low-income housing for refugees. There's other churches in Spokane that are looking at doing the same thing because churches are losing congregations, and so they have space.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my question would be, I don't want a nuclear war,
right.
But is Ukraine, if you look at Ukraine, and the people, you look at what's happening with kind of a different resolution in Iran. I mean, do you think that the different countries can be motivated or see hopefulness in what the other country is doing to gain their freedom from very oppressive regimes?
Hold on. First off, what were you saying about Iran?
Well, there's a revolution among the young people.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Right now. And so I'm just wondering, you know, minus the threat of nuclear war, is there some benefit in the United States in some ways supporting these countries that are trying to gain their own freedom? And it might not be all military. I mean, I don't think we should be spending billions on the military.
Yeah.
I grew up on an Air Force base. My dad was a B-52 pilot and joined during World War II.
Okay.
But he's always been a lifelong, unusual among his peers. But is there any benefit to seeing the Ukrainians fight against Russia and getting as much as they can to get away from the Russian dominance?
Well, I would love to see the Ukraine, you know, the people of the Ukraine, declare their independence.
Yeah, that would be lovely. So as it currently stands, the Ukrainian government under Volodymyr Zelensky is absolutely the puppet of the United States. And this was a planned and executed thing by the United States, and this is what fomented the current war. Now, I'm not saying that it was justified, just that it was provoked. And if we hadn't done that in the first place, then this wouldn't be happening at all. Like, if NATO had not continuously moved closer and closer and closer to Russia, as they had specifically assured them they would not do, even if they didn't, you know, sign it into paperwork, there's definitely specific evidence, a lot of it, that they had made promises never to move one inch further to the east. But over the years, they have continued to bring in country after country after country right up to Russia's doorstep. And NATO was specifically built as a counter to the USSR. So when you have this thing that was designed to be your enemy, and it is getting closer and closer and closer to you, I'm not saying that justifies, but it does provoke aggression. So we could have avoided this by not sticking our nose into all of these things that aren't our business.
But how much is it that these countries want to be part of NATO? And so it's not just NATO pulling them, saying, come join us. There's got to be some interest on the other end. Otherwise, you don't think that Russia would start moving closer to the NATO countries and encroachment little by little, like they've done with Crimea and then they're trying to do now with Ukraine? You don't think they would keep moving?
Well, again,
Putin's goal is he wants to redo the Soviet Union, right? When it was this great, powerful.
No, that is not his goal. So for example, like a huge part of Putin's identity as a politician, I'm not saying this is necessarily accurate, but of his, you know, persona, is that he is a God-fearing Christian. So, I mean, that in and of itself is one thing that is tremendously opposed to the idea of the USSR.
I call myself a Christian. He's no Christian, let me tell you.
Fair enough, but it would definitely defy the character if he started going USSR again. But, I mean, you talk about Ukraine like it's one person, and it's not. I mean, for one thing, you have lots of individuals, some of which want to be in NATO, some of which want to be in Russia, some of which want neither, a lot of which want neither. So I say let the individuals pick who they want to be a part of, and don't make them be a part of anything else.
Hey, Joy, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Feel free to give us a call on another night, too. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. Do you think individuals should rule themselves, or should they be ruled by some sort of an organization? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live.
Monty Python's Flying Circus. No, I'm just kidding. It is free talk live. I wouldn't dare to claim to be a funnier show by any stretch of the imagination. We're a relatively serious show. I personally like to bring a little levity and humor to the show.
Nuclear Armageddon.
Right. Particularly in the form of dad jokes, right? If that's a thing, you know, I just think of them as jokes. But I'm old, so like everybody's like, oh, dad jokes, ha ha. Right? So, whatever, it's fine.
Is that how it works? Just like you reach a certain age and all of your jokes, because everyone knows them, are dad jokes?
Well, so, but that's the thing. Like, I still write new jokes, or at least come up with new things that are funny, or say things that are funny, but, and they're not dad jokes specifically. But then again, sometimes I'll say a thing and it's definitely a dad joke. So a guy gets a reputation and can't escape it after some point, you know, particularly if they're, you know, above 40 or whatever, right? Which I definitely am. Anyway, I am the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, Captain for short. Joining me in the studio,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And let's go to more of your calls. We've got John calling from Colorado. John, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yes, the occupied territory of Colorado.
Nice.
Is it that bad out there?
Oh, dude, wait a minute. Let me just rephrase it. The occupied territory of the United States of America.
Oh, okay.
That's much better. Thanks.
Just double checking, because, like, you know, I left Colorado, and it's definitely better out here.
Thanks for the clarification, John. What's on your mind?
It was just fun to listen to that last lady, and you can tell, like, you know, where she gets her information from. I'm with you guys to question whether or not Putin, you know, is interested in having a nuclear war, or if he's up to this or up to that. And I'm,
well, and you know, and you noticed, like, in order to even talk about this, it's like, okay, putting aside the possibility that we might turn the planet into an uninhabitable husk, you know, putting that aside, you know, now let's have some sort of, you know, philosophical discussion about the virtues of nation states helping each other in various ways. You know, as long as we don't have to think about the fact that we might all die.
Right. But my thought is more along the lines of, are there even nation states, and do we really think we know what Putin, I mean, clearly she believes everything she hears on the news and says, well, he's no Christian like me. I mean,
Right? I mean, I'm sorry. Who are you to judge who is and isn't in their heart a Christian? I can't do that. Right. I can say that your activities are un-Christian. Sure.
Yeah, if I know the truth. No, I mean, I'm just going.
Yeah, if I know the truth, right? You know,
what's my source?
Right.
And, yeah, so I did like your argument you were making about NATO, and I did hear an interview with Putin kind of back toward the beginning of all this, where he talked about meeting with Bill Clinton right after, I don't know, well, whatever, when Clinton was president, long ass time ago. But Clinton, he said, looked him straight in the eye, said, we will never move on you. And then Putin said, well, wait a minute. What if we joined you?
Right. Right. Like, said, okay, I mean.
Clinton just went silent and gave him the dirtiest look another human being's ever given him in his life. Said, dude, you don't understand anything, do you?
I think he understood everything, and it was hilarious, but he put the lie to Clinton's position. Because, yeah, I mean, so you had the USSR, right? This was this massive existential threat to everyone, and it meant that we could no longer live in a free country because it was just too threatening to have the USSR in the world. Scare. Right.
If we are to believe what we were taught, yes.
That is the story. Now, then they collapsed. Poof. No more USSR. They're just gone.
Yeah.
Okay. So the right thing to do, according to that narrative, would be like, okay, now we can go back to living in a free country. You know, not just us, but everyone who was in NATO.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can all go back to having free countries, having liberal Western democracy, and a free world, and we can just dissolve NATO, right?
Right. Yes, that's exactly. You can just roll back the organization, go back to what you were doing before.
And or you could have an empire.
About doing that?
What's that?
And you remember how they were all talking about doing that?
No,
I don't, actually.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, because that was never part of the plan.
I remember one person mentioning the possibility of doing that, and that's Ron Paul.
Ah, well, maybe.
And wouldn't that have been beautiful? Yeah. Like, if Ron Paul had become president immediately after the fall of the USSR, rolled back NATO, audited the Federal Reserve.
I mean, if you think the presidency is a real office, then I guess, yeah, maybe.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I don't know who's running this country, but it ain't Biden.
No. My God, Biden couldn't run the dishwasher, man.
Right? I mean, dude literally cannot find his way out of his own backyard. That is not hyperbole. There's footage of it. Like, they went back there to plant a tree, and he can't figure out which direction his house is. And, you know, it's not like the White House is hard to see.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, so that's not who's running the world. You know, that's not who's running the United States. That's not who's running anything important.
I think the bigger question is, of course, why do the people of the United States believe that they need to be run?
Mm.
That is the real question. But I think I have an answer.
Hmm.
We were trained.
Yes, that is true.
I mean, I remember, you know, having to say the pledge when I was in first or third or fourth grade and, you know, being taught to, you know, love the USA and all the great things we stand for. And I was born and raised to be a good Republican. And, you know, boy, them Democrats over there, they were demons. And then I remember, I'm old enough to remember when the Republicans had complete control of everything.
Yeah.
And I'm smart enough to think back and ask myself, what the hell did I get from that?
Right?
That is a great question, John, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Feel free to call us again. We're 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 603-283-6160.
And it's going to get more important to ask that question in the future, because right now Republicans have this reputation of being in favor of liberty and freedom and, you know, good old-fashioned American values and the rural population. They're not. They don't love any of those things. Look at what happened when they were in power. They started all of these wars that we're in now.
They just want to force their preferences on everyone else. Just like the other party.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. 603-283-6160. Are you in favor of forcing your preferences on everybody else? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Democrats called in their big gun, Barack Obama, Saturday in the hopes that the former president can excite voters in Georgia and help the party hold on to a critical Senate seat there. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast, South Korea's military said, while South Korean forces were wrapping up nearly 2 weeks of exercises aimed at deterring their northern neighbor. Heavy rains brought by an approaching storm triggered flooding and multiple landslides in the southern Philippines, killing at least 31 people as rescuers searched for missing residents. And over $200 billion in U.S. stock market value went up in smoke in extended trade after a weak forecast from Amazon added to a string of downbeat quarterly reports from big tech companies. ExxonMobil smashed expectations as soaring energy prices fueled a record-breaking quarterly profit. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Call-in radio program where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
I made up a new word just during the break.
You?
Yeah. Now, normally...
Neil Jives?
Who's Neil Jives?
So, a neologism?
Oh, a neologism, yes.
Would be the noun, so I figure to neologize. I haven't checked, but I'm pretty sure that's an actual word.
It's better than eulogize.
Right? Anyway, no, eulogize.
I don't want to jize, eulogize. Anyway, normally when I make a word, it's a portmanteau. And a portmanteau is where you take one existing word and another existing word and sort of cut them in half and sew them together to make a new word that everybody instantly knows the meaning of.
A Frankenword, if you will.
A Frankenword. For example, trying to think of one that I've made up before. And
Nepocestuous.
Nepocestuous, right. That's nepotism and incestuous. Right, combined, if you know what nepotism is and you know what incest is or incestuous is, you put them both together and you get nepocestuous, which is pretty much how the government works. They get all their friends and their buddies and together and their families and, you know, it becomes a big cesspool of nepocestuousism.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
Nepocestuosity.
The nepocestuosity of it all.
Anyway, so, technicalities, my personal favorite.
That is my personal favorite as well. Technical difficulties mashed into one word, technicalities. Anyway. This one that I made up just during the break is not a portmanteau. It's a conjunction.
The distinction being?
It's like don't is do not,
okay. And
it's got an apostrophe in it. It's kind of similar to a portmanteau in that you're taking two words and making them into one word, but instead of making it into just one word pronounceable, it's you take and put an apostrophe in there to, like, see me. So, anyway, get you, right, is the two words that I'm putting together, and it becomes G apostrophe chew, C-H-O-O. And it's like, yeah, we'll get you on the air. It sounds like a sneeze. Get you. Bless you. Oh, thank you.
Get you.
Get you. Right. Yes, you know. Oh, you got to get you one of those. Right? You know? It's not get you. It's get you.
Kind of reminds me of Peeping Tom's favorite Pokemon. Pikachu.
Nice. I do have to tell you, Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just heard on the news that across the nation, more cities are putting up speeding cameras. So the numbers went up by 30%.
Wait, speeding cameras? Are these cameras that go really fast?
No, they catch the speeders going really fast.
Oh, okay. So what does that mean for the governments that put up these 30% more cameras?
Well, I'm trying to figure out, what does that mean? So if they had, let's say, 10,000 cameras, mm-hmm. let's say if they had 3,000 cameras last year, so the number is one-third of that, 30% of last
year? Pretty close.
Thereabouts.
Yeah, and then that's the amount that amount, maybe 350 cameras more than got put across the country. Is that how they calculate it?
Well, if it was 3,000 cameras,
it would now be like 4,000.
Right, yeah. It's
roughly
900 more cameras or something like that.
Yeah.
Really? Well,
yeah, so if it started with 1,000 cameras and now it's 30% more, it is now 130. Wait, did I say that right?
Mm.
Yeah, if you started with 100 cameras and you added 30%, it's now 130 cameras.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, something like that. Well, a lot of it came from New Mexico because Las Cruces, they added 2 speeding vans. We just added 11.
Wait, what's a speeding van? I mean, I know what a speeding van is when a van's going really fast, but what do you mean by adding a speeding van?
The speeding van is just, it works just like a, it's a camera, but it's in a van, so it's mobile.
Oh, gosh.
So this has ended the mortality rate of pedestrians by vehicles, right? By increasing the number of speeding cameras?
Well, what the claim is that the accidents went down by 72%. This is the data that they have came up with that I saw on the news. So in other words, before they have a speeding camera, they had a certain amount of fatalities. And since after they put them on, the fatality went down by up to 72% in other states where they collected these data. So it does improve.
Now, was it the government that collected this data? Like, they're the ones that are telling you that it reduced the traffic accidents?
I don't know which state on exactly which road and who collected it.
Don't you think that's important to know? Exactly which state and who collected it? Don't you think that's important?
Well, you know, I buy it because I think it's believable. For me,
well, you want to believe it. I mean, you always want to believe that government solutions work.
Well, I mean, when it comes to speeding cameras, when it slows people down, that I know that.
Sarah, is there any solution that you don't believe government should do? Is there any problem that you don't believe government should solve?
can't think of much of anything, really, but...
I don't think there is. And I think that any information that you get that confirms your bias, that agrees with what you already believe, that government can solve all problems, you are going to believe that information, whether it's true or not.
Yeah, but you know that people that got the tickets were arguing that it was 8 miles per hour. That's how it is in Chicago. If they get you for 7 miles over the limit, and they're saying, I swore I never was going over that limit. How can you prove that? So they're going to court over it, but they're not going to do
that
in Chicago.
And whoever went to court over this, thank you for your service.
Yes, indeed. Please clog the system as much as possible.
Absolutely.
Sarah, do you think that it's possible that if a place had, 1,000 cameras and added 30% more and recorded the exact same amount of accidents and fatalities, that that number would perceivably go down because they have more devices recording it?
I really believe that. It'll just make people behave better as long as they're going to get caught. You know what I mean? So, yeah, if they could go a little bit faster than what I could,
I have an idea, Sarah.
Get you.
I have an idea. So I'm really concerned with people choking, so I want to limit how many bites people can take in a given minute.
Ooh.
And then if you take more bites than that, you have to pay me $50. And if you don't, then I will kidnap you and put you in a cold, cold place away from your friends and family. Does that sound like a good idea to you?
Well, I mean, how can they tailgate you or you're chewing? They don't have any technology or cameras to...
Oh, we have the technology, Sarah. We have the technology to have the exact rate of bites that you take of food.
Sarah, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. She's obviously not going to come out of her status bubble at any particular period.
You gotta love how her only objection is, well, but you don't have the technology to force that on me. Not that it's a bad idea.
Also, I just want to say, while your analogy is really great, let's not give them any frickin' ideas, dude.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
I do a terrible impersonation of either Beavis or Butthead. Other than, like, we're like radio hosts or something.
Yeah.
And that's not very good either.
We're totally radio hosts. People are listening.
Maybe they'll call. I do a horrible impersonation. I sound more like Dave Mustaine than I do Beavis or Butthead.
I'm good with not doing a good Beavis and Butthead impersonation.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's a little Dave Mustaine. Megadeth. Yeah. Anyway, 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
Peakless, you wanted to talk about the Yuck Prime Minister.
I do want to talk about the Yuck Prime Minister.
And for those of you who haven't heard what the Yuck Prime Minister is, we're just pronouncing UK. It's pronounced Yuck.
And I think that's appropriate.
I do too.
I mean, ever since Count Dankula got prosecuted, I think, you know, that for me, that was the line. That was the line.
Yeah. So there's a bit of audio that we're going to play for you. This from the new Yuck Prime Minister.
Today, I'm proud to say that under the UK's presidency, the group of the world's seven most advanced economies, the G7, is launching a set of public policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies could be a digital version of money, a bit like a digital banknote that could be used alongside physical notes and coins.
Okay, so what does that mean, Peakless?
Well,
I know there's a lot to unpack, and there was only like 20 seconds of audio there, but we talk a lot, of course, about cryptocurrency here. What he said to my layman's ears sounded a lot like, well, we already have. Right? All the central banks already have digital currencies.
Right.
It's whatever, you know, like in the United States, the dollar. Right, it's already digital.
Right.
There's not enough physical dollars in circulation to equate all of the dollars that are being traded and purchased and recycled into the economy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a very tiny fraction
of
that is actual physical cash. A very tiny fraction. All of the physical cash could just like spontaneously combust one day, and it would be a tiny fraction of the economy of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does this announcement by the Yuck Prime Minister mean?
Well, the number two threat to human existence, in my personal opinion, right next to nuclear war, is the central bank digital currency. So here's the difference. So, yes, we are using currency digitally,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a central bank digital currency. So right now what we have is a whole bunch of different companies that could hypothetically compete with each other and have, like, different agendas than each other, and they're the ones that do all of the digital processing for our money. Now, a central bank digital currency, on the other hand, means that the government itself will have direct access to everyone's money all of the time. And the fun part about this, if you're, you know, a world-controlling dictator tyrant,
mm-hmm.
is that you can program this money in any way you like. If you don't believe that people should eat meat, you just make it so that they can't spend this central bank digital currency money on meat. If you want people to spend their money instead of save it, you just program it in that, okay, well, this will disappear either at a specific rate or at a specific time. So you better spend this by Wednesday or it won't be there.
Sounds like hyperinflation.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, they've done a lot of these, you know, really complex manipulations to try and make sure that people never save their money.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you don't need to bother anymore with central bank digital currency. Just, you know, tell them that it's all going away. Spend it now or it won't be there. Instead of, you know, just printing so much of it that saving it doesn't help.
I feel like these things have been prophesied by film, right? We were talking just during the break about Demolition Man. I remember we talked about, I think, last week on Saturday's edition of Free Talk Live, The Net,
mm-hmm.
right? 80s movie, maybe, mm-hmm. early 90s.
Yep.
Sandra Bullock.
Yep.
And basically, they, you know, shut off her bank, stopped her from spending because she was an enemy of the state. And so they took away her ability to, you know, withdraw cash and mm-hmm. to use her credit card or whatever, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And that's what this sounds like to me. These,
oh, yeah.
These central bank digital currencies sound like more control for them and less value for you.
Absolutely. Well, and I mean, if you want to talk about prophecies of this stuff, I would start with the Book of Revelation, where they talk about you will be unable to buy or sell unless you have the mark placed on your hand or on your forehead.
Oh.
And okay, well, what exactly is biometrics? Oh, you mean you, like, scan my face or my fingerprint?
Right.
Or so that I am
my arm
unable
or
to... Or, yeah, put an RFID chip in my hand or, you know, what... seriously, this is literally the... This is not supposed to be an operations manual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, end-of-the-world prophecies are not things that you should try to do.
Well,
they're
I
things
mean,
you should try to avoid.
Tyrants, I guess, read fiction.
Well, and for them, that's exactly what they want. Like, this is an absolute control structure. And, I mean, like, right... like, imagine what happened to the Canadian trucker protest writ large in every country on the planet for anything. Oh, you voted in a way I don't like. Well, you don't get to eat anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to a protest. Good luck getting home.
Yeah. These CBDCs, in my opinion, nothing but evil.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see how governments can get rid of actual cash. And I say that because how is the government going to do these, like, backroom deals with their buddies and other governments and, you know, corporations and things of that nature? Oh. How are they going to pay them?
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, they will never get rid of cash completely, just because it's physically impossible, but they can keep you from using it, which is very easy to do. They just do it the same way that they got rid of gold. I mean, they didn't actually get rid of gold. I've got gold, you have gold, lots of people have gold.
Yeah.
But what they did get rid of is gold as money.
That's true.
So, I mean, when they made it illegal to possess gold, like, there was almost no enforcement of that law whatsoever.
Right.
But that doesn't matter. Once you've made it illegal to possess, then you can't openly trade for it. Mm. So all of a sudden, you can't go to your grocery store and just give them gold for your food.
Right.
You can't pay your rent in gold coins.
The cash register isn't designed to hold, you know, nuggets.
Right.
You know, or gold coins or whatever, that kind of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and getting rid of cash, I mean, getting quote-unquote rid of cash, will be pretty much the same thing. You just make it illegal to use. And then, I mean, people will still have it, but it'll be a collector's item.
Right.
Be like, ah, yes, this relic of a bygone era. This barbarous relic when we had physical cash that could be counted and wouldn't mystically disappear from your wallet.
I see these CBDCs as, I hope, a last gasp of statist institutions trying to compete, if you will, with, well, the decentralized cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin Cash, mm-hmm. you know, Ethereum, Monero, mm-hmm. right? So these types of things. I see this as they're going, oh my gosh, what are we going to do about this decentralized digital currency, cryptography, you know, enabled thing that, like, people can just use, and it's already out there in the wild, and it's growing faster than, you know, we even imagined it could, and mm-hmm. we're attacking it as fast as we can, but nothing's happening. It continues to grow. We better do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to say, they're trying to brand, right? They're trying to say, hey, we have something that's just like it, mm-hmm. but it's called a CBDC,
yep.
and you should use it because we say so.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you have to remember that this is being brought into a larger control structure. So, I mean, it's a combination of the central bank digital currency with the changes that they're making in our society in terms of who gets to decide things, like what goes into your bloodstream, for example.
Right.
Right now, they're blaming all of the medical conditions that, in my estimation, are coming from this, you know, brand new technology that got injected into everybody.
Right.
And they're saying, no, that's because of global warming.
Yeah. Or because you exercise too much.
Mm-hmm. So how great of an excuse is that to say, you can't buy any more gas because it's bad for the air?
More Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is coming up next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.